Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That it is, and is presented by Dollar Energy Fund and powered by Bowser Chevy in Beaver Falls and Monroeville. What's the old saying, next man up? The Steelers got that from a bevy of running backs in their win over the Bengals. Kareth White picked off the Bears practice squad. Benny Snell, close to a 100-yard game. Trey Edmonds and Jalen Samuels pitching in part because our co-host here, James Conner, still dealing with that shoulder injury, and he joins us right now. James, how is the shoulder doing? You feel like you're making progress? Where would you say you're at right now on the rehab scale?
Definitely making progress on it, getting a lot of more strength in there, more stabilization. Stuff to tape, you know, one thing, you know, one of those things that just linger, I'd have to be smaller because if I continue to play without it being stable, then eventually surgery will need to be done. So I'm just need to wait till I have enough stabilization and strength, and you know, that tendon gets a little bit stronger, you know, because that's kind of what I had, a little minor setback when I tried to play versus Cleveland. And so, you know, it's killing me not being out there. I work so hard, and I just want to be out there and help contribute, help win games. But it's just the situation I'm in right now. But I'm making a lot of progress. I'm going for the ligaments to get a little bit stronger just so we don't have any setbacks. Because, you know, if I go out there and it's not right, then I eventually will need surgery, which will put me back another couple months. And so it's really unfortunate, but it was so cool to see the rotation of the back for Cincinnati and just how all of them just stepped up, took the turns, and all played great. You know, we have four backs out there, and they all were making plays. So it was super cool to see, and really proud of those guys.
James, do you feel like, as far as stabilization, strength, and everything else, that's imminent, or does it feel like that's still going to be a little bit of a more drawn-out process at this point in time?
Currently speaking, it'll be a little longer. I'm not sure, you know, how many days or how it may be, but and I'm working my butt off sitting, you know, in the training room and weight room to get this thing strong as possible and doing everything else possible that I can to hurt and get back. Like I said, it's killing me not being out there, but also just have to, you know, wait it out.
James, do you think you can do some of the individual things at practice? Like, are there non-contact things you can do during the week to keep yourself, I don't know if game ready would be the right way of putting it, but are there things you can do this week that will kind of keep you on the right track to get back on the field? And if so, what are those things?
Yeah, I've been doing those things for you know, weeks now. As far as keeping my cardio up, and when I was on the field running today with our strength coach and the practice squad, I was out there working out with him. I was in a weight room this morning. You know, that's the main thing, just getting, keeping the heart rate up. So, like you said, try to be as close to game ready as possible. So being out there, you know, taking a risk from my club, I'm going to let, you know, other backs take those reps and try to, you know, get them ready for the ones, because they're going to be ones who's playing. So there's definitely non-contact things I've been doing that I can do, and I have been doing those things as far as, you know, just running on the field, changing direction, cutting, put the football in my hand, you know, away from the practice setting. You know, if I'm out there, you know, even though it's non-contact, you know, the guys out there, we play fast, and we know how to practice, but accidents do happen as far as players running into each other and things such as that. So just not taking no chances with it, you know, even though it is non-contact with being out there. But I'm still running, trying to stay conditioned and be ready.
James, you mentioned watching Benny and the rest of the guys, and Kareth White, Jalen, and Trey Edmonds kind of step up and do their thing. What was it like for you seeing Devlin Hodges when Mike Tomlin said you guys needed kind of a spark, provide that. What's it like? I know you say it's killing you not to be in there, but it's got to be, I don't want to say exciting because I don't want to make it seem like, you know, this is against Mason, but just to see somebody when the team needs a play from afar provide one like that, what's it like being a viewer when that happens?
Don't know what to think. It's just, you know, Devin came in and he made a good pass, but, you know, James did most of the work. You know, he catch that ball and then using his speed to get there in the zone, that stiff arm. That was the spark from everybody we needed. But as I always say, you know, football ultimate team game, you know, Devin can't get that ball off without, you know, our line protecting and James running that route and doing a rest after he caught it. So it's just kind of like, you know, if whatever coach is. And, you know, coach made a decision for Devin in for the spark. And multiple guys, you know, gave us that spark with Devin, James, and protection up front. So it was just kind of like, you know, I was excited. You know, we got a touchdown out of it, and it was a close game. So that's kind of how I felt excited about it.
You're listening to Pony and Muller, presented by Chafin Lujanna Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. It's the James Conner Show here on 93.7 The Fan. James, does the team know who will start at quarterback against Cleveland? And are you going to be kind enough to tell us who that starter is for the Browns game?
No, I actually have no idea. Nobody on our team knows. I don't believe Coach made that decision just yet. So, none of that nobody knows. I know both guys are going to prepare. Maybe probably like they are, you know, as they should every week. But no starter has been laid yet.
James, if the playoffs were to start today, you guys would be in as the sixth seed. Can you, just because it's been an up-and-down year, but it's been a pretty resilient year from man one on the roster to man 53, and then even going into the practice squad, into other teams' practice squads, can you give sort of a picture of what it has been like in that locker room, fighting through adversity, all of you guys in various ways this season?
Man, multiple ways. We fought through adversity. You know, just this team. The group of guys that we have, the staff that we have, and the togetherness of it, you know, of us all. You know, we've been fighting through adversity since training camp, you know, and with Coach Drake and just everything, and you know, just seems like, you know, it's been a roller coaster ride this year. You know, we have excuses, but you know, we're a team that, you know, we don't make excuses, you know. We easily took the easy way out and did that. And so, you know, this is a very resilient group. I think it's going to do nothing but good for us and the things we fought through the rest of the season and for years to come. You know, just the togetherness, the bond that this group has is special, you know, and we need to win football games, but the bond is a big part of it. And so we're going to keep fighting. You know, we realize that it's cool to have that ball and everything. We need to win. And it's just something that we're going to continue to fight, continue to try to keep winning these games.
James, I want to, and we touched on this at various points of this interview, I feel like a running back by committee approach is probably much easier said than it is done. Because all you guys are competitive. If you're a running back and you dress, you want to get carries, you want to get opportunities. And when they get divided up and spread out, it just seems to me like it would be hard for any one person to get into a rhythm. And yet, you had Snell almost go for 100 yards. You had White come in off the street from Chicago and make big plays. Tell me what it's like. How does a running back by committee approach work? Like it did in Cincinnati. How do you get that to work on game day, James?
Well, first, start talking about being unselfish, and then second of all, it's just playing your role. You know, Benny had, I think, 21 carries, you know, so that, I mean, he got into his rhythm, you know, that's 21. Even if they are spread out,
right,
you know, you got to make it work. And then, you know, just design runs for certain players, you know, Kay White. You know, he did a speedier guy, faster guy, Trey, and Jalen in the passing game, and blocked.
What's
and
a
great passer figure. Everybody like plays 16. Their role and works off each other. And like I said, it just starts about being unselfish. And so I think it definitely can work as long as, you know, guys are just playing their role and want to win. As long as you want to win, put that first.
How important is your offensive line to that as far as just different running styles between all the guys that they might be blocking for and maybe – How much do fans not maybe know how difficult or is it difficult for the offensive line to sort of block differently if they know a guy likes to run a little bit differently?
You know, it can be difficult, but such is life. You have to adapt. And all those guys know it. They, you know, all alignment, they're experienced group, you know, veteran group. So, though it may be difficult, you know, the difficult things that come with every position, you know, as Coach T always said, everybody got something dirty about their job. You know, running back is when, you know, you got a linebacker blitzing, running free right down, you know, trying to crush you and get to the quarterback. You know, a lot of guys like to play running back just to run the ball, you know, but everybody has something dirty about their job. So you just have to be able to adapt and, you know, you'll have that.
James, I know it's going to be tough. This game, you're probably champing at the bit, given everything that happened the last time in Cleveland to get back on the field and play in it. But like you said, you've got to be smart. At least this game, you'll be able to be there in person, I presume, to help your teammates and be there for moral support and everything else. Right, I'm not saying anything that you would disagree with. Like, just the fact that it's the Browns and there's a lot on the line, at least to be there, it's you've got to at least take solace in that, right?
Yeah, we're just going to approach it, you know, just like every other game. Can't live in the past. We understand everything that, you know, happened last time we played these guys. And you know, in our position that we're in as far as trying to get a playoff spot and record and AFC North football and all that. But, you know, we're going to treat it just like every other game and just have that same approach and go out there and try to execute. We'll be there, you know. And so... Yeah, we just gotta, you know, it's another week, it's another game that means a lot. So we just gotta go out there and execute.
All right, James, we gotta let you run because your alma mater plays a basketball game in a few minutes here on the Fan. Pitt versus Kansas State. So I know you'll be watching and paying attention to that, maybe listening to it here on the Fan. Thanks so much, James. And get better, man. Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
There you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.